What's up, guys? Colin here from the STF Podcast. Welcome to episode 10. I said welcome to because I've been recording videos. So, I am here with Josh, though, and Michael.
What's up, guys? Josh?
Hi. I'm sorry, my headphones are kind of crappy right now. They kind of went in and out for a little bit.
That's what she said.
Of course. We're already on to the sexual joke.
I have something to say before we get going.
What's up?
Episode 10, I still haven't missed one.
Aw, shut up.
I am the only one.
Don't worry, you're going to miss one.
Maybe, eventually.
Comic-Con 2013.
What? I'm not going to miss that.
Well, mind you, probably no one's going to be on the podcast during Comic-Con weekend.
No.
Well, we can make a late podcast because why? Isn't Tom supposed to come this year, next year to New York?
Well,
Comic-Con?
I mean, it depends on like the schedule. Like, if Tom plans on like leaving New York the Sunday of Comic-Con, which I wouldn't be surprised if he does do that, then we couldn't do a podcast.
I'm planning on going from like Wednesday to Wednesday.
Wednesday to Wednesday.
Oh, cool. We'll get Colton for a week almost.
Colton, you do realize Comic-Con's only Thursday to Sunday,
I know.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I see. You're going to stay a little extra.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take you around New York then.
Yeah. We'll promise we won't rape you.
I'll promise that other people won't rape you. I can keep you away from everyone except Slenderman.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I'll make sure.
You know what?
Let's
save all the New York Comic Con stuff for later in the podcast. What? Right now, how's everybody else doing today?
Been working on a project for school.
Trying to get footage. Dudes, if you ever go into the film business, never, and I repeat, never, ever, ever have to deal with actors. I won't lie to you. I never want to do it again.
Oh my God, don't remind me, Joshua, please.
Michael, you have no right to complain. All you did was drive them. I'm the one who had to deal with them afterwards.
Yeah, but I ended up getting a call from them saying, oh, can you pass your brother? Do I look like your fucking secretary to you?
Well, first off, calm down. I don't want them to like call me saying, like, why did you talk about us in
your
podcast?
Like, they listen to this podcast.
In the rare event that could happen in the future, just saying. Like,
all of them were prima donnas anyway.
But I mean, like, I'm just saying that because when everything's said and done, this is acceptable that they want, like, of course, footage that they can show other people on the fly so that they can kind of review them if they want to put them in an acting role. But at the same time, that process can kind of be annoying when you have, like, several other things going on at the time, and then they call you back and say, oh, you know, the quality isn't good enough, or, oh, could you send me some more stuff? It's like, so that's kind of been a little bit hellish, but yeah, besides that, this weekend has actually been fairly nice.
We worked on our Minecraft set yesterday.
Oh yeah, because 1.8 finally came out.
It did.
Yes.
I thought it would never come out. I was waiting for that update and everything, and you know, like, I want to build our city already, but I don't want to take hours out of my life to build it.
I think in all due respect, like, I enjoyed making my house, but at the same time, I felt it kind of took away some of the fun that it would have been if I was building the house while abiding by the actual rules of the old Minecraft.
I like Minecraft. When I play Minecraft, I like to just build stuff. So I like creative mode, but that's just me.
Yeah, but
yeah, I saw your house, Colton.
It's awesome, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's made out of glass. It's not durable.
So?
If a wave of zombies came through your house, they would kill you first. Then go after Nancy Boy. While I'm safe in my brick house.
Who is Nancy Boy?
Who's Nancy Boy?
Well, that be Tom in the Gay Parade house.
Whoa.
Dude, first off, whoa. Second off, I think Tom's house is a lot more cooler than yours.
Oh! He likes to kiss the rainbow. That's
it's
what
cooler
he
than cooler.
Just
Is it cooler than cooler?
Exactly. And there are very few things I would say are cooler than cooler. But
screw
I would
you.
Admit that
my
Tom's
house is perfect.
Dude, your house is boring as all hell. It's just a brick freaking house. There's nothing unique about it whatsoever.
To correct you, it's stone brick, not
I don't
brick.
Give a... I don't care if it's stone brick or shit brick. It still sucks.
I almost blew it up yesterday.
Yeah, you know what happened? I put the diamond of pimps outside my house, and Tom kept breaking it. So diamond I got pimps. Mad, and I just put it inside my house, in the middle,
good.
Everywhere.
Keep it in there, please. Just keep it in there.
Yeah, we don't want to see it. You can just keep it there.
What the hell's wrong with you guys?
It's like the Phantom of the Opera. We just don't want to look at it.
What's wrong with having a diamond of pimps?
It's nothing at all. Ripoff, but, you know, it's kind of...
Screw you, hippie. It's not a ripoff if it's not the same thing.
Michael, that's like saying that all the Sonic recolors aren't ripoffs.
They're not. They're recolors.
You're stupid. You just angered like all of the internet just with that one statement. You don't even know what you just created.
Oh, well.
I apologize, internet.
Listen, I got one thing. I don't give a shit.
Dude, the internet is going to find you. They're going to email you, and they're going to shit on your email. You don't even know what you just said.
I don't even care.
Realize the weight of your words.
Bring it on. Come at me, bro.
So... That just happened.
That just like the internet just got pissed. That
anyway, let's just keep moving on. Sure. Finally, we got. Well, actually, I got my first game capture card.
Nice.
Yeah, congrats. I got. What's it called? It's called an Elgato Game Capture HD.
Huh. A Spanish capture card for a Spanish person.
Very funny. No, it's because I wanted to get a hot pog first, but there was something wrong with the hot pog that wouldn't let Mac users use it. And so, well, I can't buy it, so I had to buy the Elgato, which is basically what they all say, is basically having a hot pog only for Mac users.
But yet it's cost less.
So what?
You know, usually when stuff costs less, it usually means it's crappier.
Not really.
Usually. Do not mistake my words for saying everything is crappier. I'm just saying usually. I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to talk bad about this capture device until I find out what it's actually like good for.
But we already saw a quality test, remember?
But I need... But like that's different, like seeing it on the internet. I need to see like an actual quality test on my part.
On your part.
On my part, no. Like, I need to see firsthand.
Does this mean I'm going to be the only one with standard def until Christmas?
Do you only have a standard def capture card?
Well, I mean,
DC 100.
That's not true. No, that's not true because once I get my capture card, my Xbox, I'm going to be recording with my old capture card and not that one's standard def, so okay. It won't be.
Wait, what does that go up to?
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine goes up to, like, I think 480. But I can fake HD with it.
Yeah,
but
it's going to be fake HD.
Fake HD. It's not really high quality.
Yeah, that's the same thing I do.
Oh, well, at least at least everybody's going to be recording on 720p.
Sure.
Why not?
We'll say that.
Who's going to know the difference?
If it's just, like, for another 2 months.
Well, for Colton, not for me.
Yeah,
well,
for me.
Wait, Colton, what are you getting?
I'm probably going to be getting the, what's it called?
Is it the Roxio or the Hoppog?
Roxio, yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, okay, cool.
Wait, you have a PC, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You could get the Hoppog or the, and the, what's the other one?
Roxio?
Yeah, Roxio. No, I'm going to get the Roxio.
Why don't you get the Hoppog? It's basically the same price as the Roxio.
Because isn't the Roxio cheaper, though?
The Roxio is, like, $20 cheaper.
No, it's not. I just checked their website, and it's not $20 cheaper. It's basically the same price.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and, like, research that.
My friend has a Roxio, and I like just the software.
Whoa, Roxio does not have... Well, then again, it's Google Shopping. I'm not going to take freaking Google Shopping's advice.
Well, Amazon is a lot cheaper.
Mind you, actually, I don't want... for Roxy, I don't want to like sound like I'm kissing ass or anything, but it's actually something that you could. Wow, first off, the Roxio HD Pro is $149.99. And once again, I don't want to kiss ass, but I've been like, I was watching some Rooster Teeth videos where they had like the Roxio as like the ad before you watch the video. And apparently there's like, if you go to like roxio.com/Rooster Teeth, you can get like, you can save money on the Roxio or something.
I think it's like 20% off or $20 off.
It's like 20% off the Roxio if you go to like roxio.com/Rooster Teeth.
But the thing is,
I'm getting the Roxio because it has HDMI. The Hapog doesn't, well, the new Hapogs do.
Well, the new Hapog is like $10 more than this. And
no, Hapog is like 200, isn't it?
No! Remember I told you the Hapog Game Pro 2 costs $159.99?
Okay, so it is more expensive, though.
But it's $10 more.
Yeah, but it's okay, $10 I can save.
That's not true. With the 20% off, if you do the whole, once again, not trying to kiss ass, but the 20% off, you can get off the Rooster Teeth thing. That means it'd be like, you'd be saving like,
it's like
roughly around like, I don't know.
Listen, math nerd, hurry up.
I can't do the numbers in my head, damn it. I can't do numbers in head.
Okay, while you're doing your numbers, I'm going to ask Colton something.
I'm going to crunch the numbers right now. Just give me a second.
All
right,
you Jew bastard.
Hey, whoa. Michael.
This is being, a family podcast.
First off, being a little insensitive to everyone today, aren't we?
I'm a little tired.
Thank God.
But
Tom's
I am
on here.
Super happy right now, actually. I'm tired, but super happy.
Okay, I found out. You saved like $30, about $30.
Anyway.
So that's actually really nice.
I might do that.
Yeah.
Well, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, I was super happy, but at the same time, a little tired.
Why are you sad, Michael?
I'm not sad. I'm happy as hell.
Oh, you're happy? Okay, why are you happy?
Because the Giants beat the Redskins today.
Did they?
Yeah.
Last time we checked, they were tied.
They beat them by like a couple points.
Okay, cool.
It was like, I think it said 23-27. Yeah. Last time I checked the score, yeah. It was 23-27. Giants win. Number one in the division, baby.
Haha, the care level has been lowered.
And for anybody who does not know, I love football and I love the New York Giants.
Well, I don't really care as much, but like I just watched the Super Bowl. That's about it.
Yeah.
Like no other game matters. Like the Super Bowl doesn't even matter to me that much, but honestly, if I care about any football game, it's just the Super Bowl.
Seriously? Why I'm the same way too, because when I see the Yankees going to the World Series...
Which is definitely not going to happen this year.
Wait, did you just call it the World Series?
Yeah, the World Series.
It's called World Series.
Yeah, World Series. I meant to
say
World Series.
You're saying World Series.
I meant to say
World Series. I didn't know series was a three-syllable word. That's amazing.
Amazing.
That's already a three-syllable word.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I'm not good at math, so...
Wait, do you watch baseball, Colton? Or do you watch any sports?
Why do you link Giants.com?
Oh, because I talked about them.
Well, I'm not putting it in there.
Oh, you little asshole.
Hey, Michael, can you be the stud that you are and point us at a register or register-er? It's a Benchwarmers reference.
Yeah, I remember that one. I actually watched that movie a couple days ago.
Great, now I feel like shit for saying it.
Yeah, because you made fun of now the slow people.
No, because of the fact that you watched it a little while ago.
No, I watched it a long time ago, like days ago.
It's still days and not like years. See, it would be more awesome if it was like years ago.
Such a 90s kid.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, speaking of 90s.
Benchwarmers came out in 2006. How is that 90s?
Just speaking of 90s stuff, Josh was listening to a whole bunch of 90s music that pissed me off.
Oh, dude, I just had like a trip down. Like, see, I was bored and I needed to listen to music, but I was pissed off in my iPod because I'd already listened to all the music on it like 100 times.
Why don't you listen to the podcast then?
Because who listens to podcasts? So I decided to go find like some music to listen to, and I was out of nowhere, like I was remembering this one song from the 90s, like that was like la 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 da na 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 na. If you remember that song, then you're awesome. And it ended up leading me to like a 2-hour mix of 90s party music, I was in love for like the last 2 hours.
Hmm.
It was a good time.
Well, I found this one website a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you linked it to us, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Rage Chill.
I think that was one of the podcasts that didn't even go up.
But I'm not sure. Which is, yeah, people, there are podcasts that just don't go up sometimes. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing. Just a disclaimer. We say stuff like last week's racy podcast. No, not last week's.
That was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago's racy podcast that we had about, you know, saying unnecessary things we should have stayed away from. You know, we're not racist. We just love to have fun.
Well, some of us are less racist than others.
We're not racist. I'm not racist.
Well, we're not racist.
I hate everybody equally.
Whoa. Who wants to vote Michael out of the podcast?
I.
See you, Michael.
So, Colton, tell us the story of Name This Pokemon picture.
Well, at least explain it to people because no one knows what the hell you're talking about now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. No visual stimulation.
You want me to explain?
Of course, explain it!
Okay, well, it's a picture of Joe Biden scratching his face. And if you don't know, Joe Biden is the Vice President of the United States. And I just put a caption on the side, and it says, Name This Pokemon.
I don't get it.
Speaking of Pokemon, I've been on a Pokemon bender.
Oh, well, I caved into the weakness and nearly bought Pokemon White 2, which I ended up not doing because I ended up just playing Pokemon Black all over again. And I was like, okay, I got my Pokemon fix. But yeah, I had that one moment of weakness where I almost caved into buying it, and now
I bought Black too.
Black Pokemon. I still defend the fact that Pokemon Black 2 is the biggest waste of money in the history of mankind.
Leave me alone.
Almost as big a waste of money as the DSi or the DSi XL.
Hey, I had a DSi,
and it was a waste of money.
Yes.
See,
shut up.
Michael, you're going to tell me that adding a camera to a video game system automatically makes it worth spending more money on said video game system?
No, but I like the bigger screen.
Well, I'm referring to the DSi, not the XL.
I'm referring to the 3DS XL.
Well, big handheld for big guy. So.
Big spit it out already, boy.
I'll just stick to my...
Now who's making fun of the slow people?
I'll just stick to my SP. Thank you very much.
You still have a Game Boy Advance SP?
Yeah.
That's pretty retro.
Pokemon Fire Red.
I still got DS. The DS Lite, not the original DS.
I have a DS Lite also.
Me too.
And I have a...
No, you don't, Joshua. You borrowed off me.
I have two Game Boy Colors. Or no, Game Boy Advances. Dang.
Dude, that's pretty awesome.
That is pretty boss.
But the only bad thing is I'm missing a battery cover. I don't know where it went.
Dude, those battery covers... this is like regular original Game Boy Advance, right?
Yeah, like the purple ones.
Yeah, those things' covers just disappeared like out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, like one went missing and the other one's really loose. So I'm scared.
That's what don't he said.
You don't really need it.
Yeah, they stay in fine, but...
Oh, what are you gonna do about it? Things get old and things get lost.
I've also been playing this one game. It's called Dinotopia. A game on Game Boy Advance. It's called Dinotopia.
I've never heard of it before.
Dinotopia.
I'm trying.
Yeah, what is it though?
It's kind of like a platform.
It's Dinotopia. Don't you know?
It sounds like dinosaurs in a utopia.
It has dinosaurs in it, yes. And it's kind of like a platformer type game. I'm seeing if I can... Apparently,
is it basically like Jurassic Park Builder?
What?
It's an app on the iPhone where you can make your own Jurassic Park.
I don't have... No, it's nothing like that. It's not like...
God damn it.
My internet's not loading.
Wait.
I'm trying to pull
Colton,
it up, but... Yeah.
Colton, do you read... I have to ask, do you read manga at all, by any chance?
No.
Okay, then you understand how I'm feeling right now.
Well, tell us then.
I mean, if you, I mean, have you ever like been waiting for something, and you know it's supposed to be out today, and it's still not out, and you're pissed?
Yes.
That is how I'm feeling right now, because I keep on refreshing my tab to wait for it to come out, and it has not come out yet. And I'm
well,
still
are you going to tell us, or are you going to sit there like a Nancy boy?
I mean, it's just this manga called Kimi no Irumachi, which translates to A Town Where You Lived, and it's a really good one. I recommend it to anyone who likes just slice of life sort of things. I'll go ahead and put a link in the link dump for it if you're interested in reading this. It's a good one. It is a good one.
And the care level has been lowered.
You can't say that, Michael. You don't watch ponies and you don't like stuff like that.
But I do have a problem with ponies.
I'm fully convinced that Michael's now brony just because of what he's about to say.
You know what? I'm just gonna come out. I've actually watched the pony.
Wait, watched a pony?
An episode of Ponies.
Which one? Is it the last one?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
What was it about?
I don't remember. I try to, you know, delete it from my head.
So yeah. Who's your favorite pony now?
I don't have any favorites. I'm thinking about just taking one day where I just watch all the episodes.
Wow. Michael Zabroni. Yeah. Welcome to the herd.
Whatever. Anyway, I have a problem with Hasbro.
Bro, from the north.
Can I finish?
You may finish.
Okay, so Joshua, this was before I even started watching these brony stuff. I'm not a brony. I told you already. I just started watching it.
Oh, so you've been watching it. You didn't just watch one episode.
Shut up. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Joshua was talking about a pony that was supposed to look stupid looking.
It wasn't supposed. No, no, no. See, Michael, you're making it so offensive now. See, you can make anything sound offensive. He's talking about Derpy, first off, if you know who we're talking about. And it was an animation error in the first episode that they just ran with it because people thought it looked cool.
But what I'm saying is, if you're going to go with it the whole way. Not change it after fans say,
Okay, Colin, do you mind if I just explain this whole thing right now?
Yeah, just go.
Okay, so Derpy was not meant to be a character. She's meant to be like one of the background characters. It's like when you watch a TV, like say, like when you watch something like Young Justice or the Batman series, and you just see random people in the background. That's basically what Derpy was supposed to be, but she had an animation error with her eyes, and people were thinking like, oh, that looks so cool. She's such a cool looking pony. We're going to call her Derpy from now on. And the animators heard about that, and they just ran with it, and they kind of featured her a little more, like, in the foreground. And eventually she got her own, like, dialogue, her own voice in, like, one of the episodes, like, that was supposed to be, like, maining Applejack. And some people, like, thought it was really offensive that her voice sounded kind of slow and she didn't sound – she sounded kind of, like, well, slow.
She sounded derpy.
She sounded derpy, but like people were saying, arguing to like the person who wrote the script for that episode that how can you make Derpy sound like so like retarded or slow? And then she herself has like a slow child, so she was like in shock when she found out what other terms Derpy can mean, which is like slow, a stupid person, or such and such. So they ended up changing it to where her voice pretty much had no soul, and they did not call her Derpy, and she just sounded very bland.
But such bullshit.
It's bullshit, but it's understandable.
I don't care.
To a point.
If I made a decision like that, I was like, I'm just going to stick with it. I don't care. It's freedom of speech. That's why we live in America.
But it's a kid show, Michael. At the end of the day,
America,
the kids.
We do what we want.
Michael,
tell me,
this is not the 1990s. You can't just have people. You can't have people taking swordfish and shoving people out a window and falling to the ground.
Listen, I don't remember living in the Soviet Union. I live in America, the home of the free and the brave.
And then an Indian person comes right next to you and says, "Is this guy serious?"
Colin, where do we live?
Where do we live?
Yeah.
Like, how specific do you want me to be?
Like, what is the name of our continent?
North America.
North America.
Okay, what is the three continents we live in?
We live in North America.
We live in the three continents.
I mean, what is the three continents?
Well, now, if you want to be specific, we live in North America, South America, and Antarctica, I guess.
Wait. Did you finish high school, didn't you, Michael?
Yes, I did.
You finished with A's, right?
You finished
with at least a D.
No, I got B's.
B minuses.
Shut up, Joshua. I had a good school record.
I got a C on my Spanish final for the quarter.
I got
an A plus on my Spanish final. I got 100. Well, that's how much of a boss I was.
You're going to have to teach me the language of your people.
I will one day, Colton.
I will teach you.
You will become one of those people that, like, learn the culture and then they become part of the culture.
Just like you will never go back.
I can't wait. Before we get too far away from bonies, the season 3 is going to start on November 10th.
Oh, really? They finally got a date out?
Yeah, I just looked it up. I remember seeing it the other day, and I just looked it up.
Excellent. Can't wait for that.
Anybody seen season 3 of The Walking Dead yet?
I was
as a precursor into our Comic-Con discussion, I was actually at the panel for The Walking Dead that they were giving, and they actually showed like a preview of the first episode.
Oh man, I haven't watched the first episode yet. I want to watch it before I watch the second episode tonight.
Now, I've never watched The Walking Dead before, mind you, but seeing that preview was freaking amazing. I can already tell, like, dude, this whatever this is, it's going to be pretty freaking boss. Mm. But I feel bad. They killed an owl.
Killed a what?
They killed an owl.
Don't even.
Does that mean anything to you, Michael? Because I know you've watched The Walking Dead. Does that mean anything?
They killed an owl?
They killed an owl. And, like, some zombies.
I'm not sure. I would have to.
They were like.
I have to watch the first episode. That's all
well,
I know.
It's going to start out pretty cool.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know about The Walking Dead, I'm about to spoil it for you.
Wait, what? Don't spoil anything. I don't know anything about it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. So I won't spoil it then.
Good. Don't spoil it for me.
What about you, Colin? Do you like The Walking Dead?
I've never watched a single episode.
Colin?
Yes? Hello?
How come?
What?
How come you didn't watch it?
I don't know.
Never got into it?
Yeah. I missed, like, the first season, and then I missed the second season, and then just I figured I'm not going to watch the third season if I haven't seen the first two.
And that's what we call the lost excuse.
Wait, but don't you have Netflix or something?
No, I do not.
If you had Netflix, you could watch both seasons.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, want to buy Netflix for me?
No, I already have enough. I have a tough time already trying to afford my own Netflix. All right. So, Colton, you have some big news for the podcast?
What news?
You know, about our iTunes situation.
Okay. The podcast has been submitted to iTunes.
It's yay!
Finally, it's only taken 10 weeks.
Only took 10 weeks of our lives trying to figure out how to do it for free.
Indeed.
But oh well, we finally got on, and now we can finally be on iTunes. If they accept us.
I don't see why they won't.
If they don't, I will go to California and kill every motherfucker there.
Whoa.
Wow.
We're definitely not getting accepted now.
I'm not sure there are any motherfuckers in California, unless there's like someone I'm not thinking of, but you know.
But there is a lot of porn over there in California.
That escalated quickly.
Whatever.
Hey guys, I have this question that I wanted to ask everybody, but I'll ask them, you know what, I'll save it for next week. But just to get you thinking about, I was going to ask you guys, if you could become a superhero and you could have three God. Of the different powers you can have.
Three powers?
Three powers.
Wow.
Three powers. Someone's an overachiever. But then we'll save it for next week when everybody's here.
It's an easy question, though.
That is a good question.
I mean, it's a good one. What about
you? Super strength, fly, and invisibility.
I said save it for next week. I'm doing it as a teaser.
Why?
Well, because God, we don't have Tom or Eric or Tony on
at the same time.
Who knows when we're going to have a full podcast again?
Oh, don't worry. We will.
I'm waiting for Scruffy to make an appearance again.
Screw you. Stop talking about my dog already.
That's his name.
You know, we saw Scruffy. Scruffy the janitor from Futurama.
Yeah.
I saw him on Comic-Con.
On Comic-Con?
At New York Comic-Con, I meant.
Okay.
There was actually a guy. There was a Leela, there was a Fry, and then there was Scruffy the janitor. You weren't there. Me and Anthony were there, Josh, when this happened. All right, I know Colton's got a question for us. No, yeah, let's get it over with. It's time to talk about New York Comic Con.
But overall,
okay. All right, Colton, what do you want to ask us?
What do I want to ask you? Okay, how was New York Comic Con?
It was
it was freaking awesome, man.
Give and take.
Yep.
What?
Okay.
Let's see. What did we see there, Josh?
What the hell?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We made a vlog, actually. So, Colton, we'll put that in the link dump, and we'll get everybody to see it.
Yeah.
I bought a samurai sword. If you guys... Did you see the video, Colton?
Yeah, I saw it.
Did you see my sweet-ass samurai sword?
It's scary.
It's made in China.
China or Chinatown?
I can't tell the difference. They're all the same.
I'm serious.
They didn't have China to ask me, because I didn't...
I guess it said made in China. It didn't say anything else.
Like somebody.
Well, that's a bummer.
We hanged around a lot on the Rooster Teeth booth.
I got, I'm pretty happy about that. I actually got Ray to sign my pony mat.
No.
Which was, like, I've pretty much now made it my mission to get as many bronies to, that, like,
listen,
any,
I went there once every day.
To sign that mat as possible.
Did you get any autographs or anything?
Of course I did.
Nice.
I got my Red vs. Blue Best Of DVD signed. I got a Simmons poster. I got a Church poster. I got a Sarge poster. I got a, a Donut poster. I got a Rooster Teeth.
Like, I mean,
yeah.
We had a Rooster Teeth bag. Something for me
message
to show
bag
stuff
for computers
I bought,
and stuff.
I decided to scrap it in for the fact that...
good portion of my money went to
Rooster
Teeth. I thought
the video was
going to
be too long, and
you'd
be surprised how long it took to render out that video. It actually took quite a while, surprisingly, for stuff that was recorded on a frigging iPhone. It took 3 hours. No, but see, to render it into Final Cut, it took 3 hours. I know, and it was only like a 16-minute video. I was like, Jesus Christ.
iPhone.
Upload was quick.
That's all. I just
love
render
was a completely
sleeping.
Different story. But, yeah.
Oh, that, wow.
But it didn't take forever to upload
Foray.
It.
I told him he should have bought you one, but he was like, oh, well.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, guess what I did, Colton?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I bought a Applejack magnet in half.
Nice. Yeah, why didn't you buy me one, man? I thought we were friends.
Well, you should have... I'll buy you one next year when you come to New York.
Okay, and then I can receive it personally.
Bullshit, Michael. I put you in my picture.
Did you see my poacher? My poacher.
Because you had to scrap it.
Kathleen and Matt.
Yeah, and didn't you cut Josh out of it for your profile picture?
Yeah, because it wouldn't let me put Josh in there.
Which is...
Yeah. I don't know why. In Facebook, it wouldn't let me do it. I did crop it, but it kept cutting me off. Well, anyway, the I gave hat him, like, Ray has on.
See, I bought five packs.
I said he looked
of,
like Pikachu.
My Little Pony.
No, that was the Applejack hat.
Out of one of them
came a tattoo
like,
for
wow,
Applejack's
like
kitty mark, and I was like, "Oh, I should give this to Ray. That'd be pretty cool."
Yeah, and Joshua gave him a cutie mark. I think he said.
Those were the words that came out of his mouth. I can.
And he says he's going to use that as his tramp stamp.
O'Malley.
You can quote that.
Yep. And you know what's the funny part? I wish I should have done this, but I didn't want to take up more of their time because they were busy. Was Matt, who is the voice of Sarge, Doc, who else?
Matt
O'Malley.
Matt. He's the voice.
Is
of
this
Matt
unbearable
also.
For you, Michael?
Yeah.
You guys are idiots.
This is top notch comedy.
I did not see that coming.
I like know, it. Right?
If you don't
I?
Like it, you can leave.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, come on. That was a good one.
Oh, now talking we're going with bear jokes.
Wait, come on.
We're
talking
about
bear like,
jokes.
See, it's not funny if you have to explain the joke.
Like Bear Grylls or.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. Shut
I
up,
didn't
Joshua.
Get it.
All right, so Matt was there was guys going up to him saying, "Could you say something in the camera?" He's like, and Matt asked him, "It's like, what is your name?" He's like, "Let's
like
say, for example, your name is Charlie." And
like,
and as the Sarge voice, he talk a lot of junk and insult them, and then he says, "Get
like,
back to work, dirtbag." Says you just got
like,
Sarged,
Joel, and like,
and I thought it was pretty funny, and I wanted to do it, but
by heart. To do like some lines from like was it season 4, season 5, Red versus Blue? I don't even know. But yeah, but that's a pretty well known video. I mean, it's very common for people to do that. They do it with anime voice actors and a lot. They did it for Dan Green. I remember someone did it for like Dan Green to like do a quote from Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge,
remember.
Where he's like in like the Yami Yugi voice. He's like, "Yu-Gi-Oh's, they are Yugi-licious."
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, it's a well-known thing. And I was like, oh, so I'm actually seeing this happening now. That's kind of cool. You sound... Well, fuck you, Colin. Really? We're doing this.
Colin, did you die over there?
We were talking about.
Yeah.
You know what? If we're going to talk about zombies, how about we talk about Zombie U for the Wii U?
Hey,
we did,
speaking of Red versus
Colin,
Blue, what's your guys' zombie plan?
The Wii U?
Yep.
Well.
Yep.
No, we're not.
What is your opinion on the Wii U?
Oh, come on. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. We played that, didn't we, Josh?
I mean. In terms of like games that people can play on the Wii U, I'll say that Zombie U is probably a strong game for them to be putting out because
familiar with it.
Me and Michael went to play it, and we were playing the multiplayer version. They were also like showing off the campaign, but the multiplayer was actually really interesting. I can't deny that because the way it worked was one player played as the humans, which did a first person shooter sort of thing, and then. The other player, you know that big like remote control that has a TV inside of it for the Wii U. They would play RTS style, which is real time strategy, where they would like command the zombies and put them in certain locations, because it was kind of a capture the flag, not no, like a territories
other player
sort of
was...
thing. If you're familiar with Call of Duty, I believe they call it it's not called capture the flag, it's called something else. Domination. If you're familiar with Domination, it's a lot like that. But it was actually really interesting, and it was kind of cool, and it actually like gave me a little. I gave a little respect to the idea of the Wii U's controllers. I still think it sucks dick, but
Flag.
I do think that was kind of cool to see that.
Yeah,
he almost beat me, but I was just too smart for him. There was like at the beginning of the game, I was dominating, and Michael ended up picking up a flag, which I essentially let him get because he wasn't really bothering me at my flag. So I was like, okay,
I almost
let him
beat
take
you.
Flag. This is fine. So, but by the end of it, we were like tied up, and I was at the last flag that we were kind of like both gunning for, and I was killing him. But at one point, I ran out of ammo, and I just started trying to push them. But the people were telling me, "Oh, pushing doesn't do anything." So I was like, "Oh shit, what do I do?" So I decided to just leave that place. I looked like I was screwed, but I ended up just running and finding an ammo pack and picked that up, reloaded my shotgun, and just killed them and just won at that point. It was fun.
Was fine.
What just happened? What did you do?
Huh. What's that all about?
He's having a stroke.
I don't get it.
I think Joshua died.
No, don't
Wait,
die, Josh.
What?
Joshua, stay alive.
Don't go
get
towards
it.
The
what
light.
Are you guys talking about?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
That'll have to be it.
It's probably not going to appear.
If it picks up, I'll leave it
on
in,
my audio,
but
that did sound like that would have been fun to have heard.
You didn't hear that?
Your mic just kept but, repeating, it's fun, over and over.
It's Zombie U
was
a good game. It's definitely something to look forward to if you're going to purchase a Wii U. It's not a reason to buy it, but if you are going...
Man.
First, I thought it was me. I was like, oh, no.
It's a good game. It is a good game.
So, it was fun, though, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great. Way.
Like, if that shit was on the PC, oh, my God. That would be freaking amazing.
Which I wouldn't recommend it.
It's not a reason just to buy it.
We're
going to
move on to more stuff about Comic-Con.
But if you're already... If you're planning on it, it's just a really good...
Because I actually went to a couple panels. Michael, you didn't go to any panels, did you? What panels did you go to? That's not a panel. That's a booth.
So, are we going
to
talk about
it? It was a booth, but you didn't go to the panel.
No.
You can go ahead and talk about it then. Sure.
Ooh, wait. Me first. Yeah, I did. Did you guys hear of a game called Marvel Heroes? No, it was a panel, too. Yes, I did. Didn't I tell you I went to a panel with Anthony?
No panel I went to.
Yeah, Colton, do you know a game called Marvel Heroes?
I've heard of it, yeah. Hello.
Oh, anyway,
Okay.
So, where was I? Nope, nothing.
Hello?
Nada.
What?
Huh? Okay, back to what I was doing. They had a panel for Marvel Heroes where they were revealing all the stuff about what they were going to do and what was going to come out. And they had a pretty good, cool system. They had a system where you could be as the Hulk. There could be as many Hulks as you can, but each character could be designed differently. Like you could have 70s Hulk or Hulk from the Avengers movies.
How
or
many
Hulk
Hulks
from
are
a
there?
Comic book.
How many Hulks are there?
There's a lot of Hulk costumes.
Oh, I heard Scruffy. Shout out to Scruffy.
Shut up. Anyway, so they were revealing us all this stuff. So, and after the end of that, they gave us a beta code to play the game in a closed beta. And wow. that was the panel.
He's going to work. It was just basically downstairs.
Revealing the game and giving us beta
everyone
codes.
Everyone who can hear Pookster in the back.
Look at this. Yeah, you can play it now.
His name is... You're not going to tell me what to name my pet, okay?
Yeah.
When it comes to, yeah.
It's like, hey, you're special, kid. Let me give you this.
Man.
It is a dude.
Yep. He saw another dog. He's angry now.
It's right. Scruffy, and I'm
shut off, Colin.
I'm going to boost that.
I actually went to a lot of panels, which is surprising for me, because usually when I go to conventions, I don't really go for the panels. I usually go to the dealer's room. That's usually, or I just go to spend time with friends who I don't really see all that often. But
anyway, Josh, talk about Saturday.
From what I heard from other people that I ended up talking to at Comic-Con, Saturday was freaking awful for people that were not inside somewhere, because it was really crowded that day, which usually all conventions are crowded on Saturday, because that's usually when people have the most free time and the kids aren't like at school and then going to Comic-Con. But I decided to stay in the IGN theater, which they were doing like some of the bigger panels for the con there, and I got to see previews for several movies, including Carrie, which is an adaptation of a Stephen King novel, which already had another movie to its name, and did sort of like a reamp. And apparently that was like one of the best things that people saw there. People did not like certain things like The Conjuring, Beautiful Creatures, which is based on a novel that I've never read before. No surprise there for me, at least. Are either of you familiar with Evil Dead? They are remaking that movie, and it is coming out next year. And apparently, from what I saw, it looked really cool. I'm not gonna watch it because not into scary stuff. But for anyone who likes scary stuff, I'd say give it a try. Bruce Campbell was amazing in that panel, though. I'll have to say that. He was, like, fired up as all hell. And then the last two things that were at the IGN theater, and definitely the most notable ones, was, first off, the Walking Dead panel. So amazing. I have never watched The Walking Dead before, but it was still amazing. And the Firefly 10th anniversary panel, which was... I'll say it was, like, the most emotional one, mind you, because... when people were like going to ask questions at that panel, the last one, which was honestly like the most honest to God best thing I've ever seen at a con, was this little girl like went up to like to ask a question, and she was like cosplaying as one of the characters that one of the people that were at that booth acted as. Carl, I'm talking about Firefly, stupid. It's this really popular. No. It's like a type of ship, like how you're a dick. Like this little girl was just like, she was a sweet little thing.
Was
dressed up as one of the characters from the show.
Wait,
and she
what the hell's
and the
fly?
Person who voiced her decided to come down and
bug?
Like actually give her a hug. And that was actually. And then they were asking, so do you want to ask a question? It's like, that was gonna be my question, if you would hug me. And I was
okay,
like,
I'm bored now.
That was so nice. But Saturday for me at least was nice up until after that. Up until after that panel. After that panel, my night went from pretty freaking sweet to terribly heartbreaking. Which for those who listen to the podcast enough, I have spoken much about my chivalryness, and unfortunately did not help me that one night, so you can kind of see where that's going. Well, I'm not a dick. What? Well, I know girls like dicks, but, That's not true at all, Michael. You are sexist. You are sexist as fuck, dude.
Well, because you didn't be a dick. Girls like dicks.
I'm pretty sure most of them are buddy cop films.
No, girls like to be treated like shit.
By IMBD.
Oh,
where did you get this? Where'd this information come from?
As movies tell me, girls like to be treated like shit.
What movies?
A lot of movies. Oh, one more thing during Comic-Con. Yo, Colton, guess what?
What?
I met up with Jessica Negri.
Whoa. Did you go out and get drinks?
Oh, no. I wish. But, oh my lord. When people tell you, when you see her up close and personal, that she's super duper hot and intimidating at the same time, they were not lying. And guess what? After that, I tweeted the picture to Dylon and said, guess who I found? And Dylon's like, what was it? Dylon said, let's see. Give me a second. Dylon said, give her high fives for me.
I don't know. No, what's the
she's too intimidating.
Maybe because I don't know much about this girl or care much about this girl.
Did you do the air hand?
To me, she just seemed like just another girl that was attractive at Comic-Con. Which you see a lot of.
She has that combination of beautiful and intimidating.
No, you'd be surprised.
At the same time.
I don't think most girls would go to something as like Sausage Fest as Comic-Con without like a boyfriend or something.
Yeah. And I bet you most of them are single.
Michael, you're a pig.
Oh, never mind about the air hands thing. You just had your hands in front of you.
All right, then.
Yeah, I tried to keep them somewhere where, you know, I could see them.
So you could see your hands.
Yeah, I see my hands.
Links. Cheerful links.
I think we should just wrap up, you know. It's been a long day, and we're recording really late.
Not really. Later than usual, but...
Yeah.
Wait. Well, I gotta do my links thing.
Do it, then.
Links. Okay, so... We have a Twitter, which is at SCF Podcast.
Let me get like two or three.
We have a Facebook, which will be in the description. Our YouTube channel is SCF Podcast. And we upload stuff. How often do we upload stuff on there?
Probably by a day, maybe. At least we get a good 4 or 5 videos.
Yes, because people ask you when your Resident Evil Let's Plays come out.
Maybe. Yeah, 2 or 3,
we have
4 or 5.
We have at least 2 videos up a week.
Oh, Michael, did you message this to yourself?
Let's Plays that me and Tom do. Don't worry, it's about to come out soon. I don't want to be asked about when do I make fun of the British kid again.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. All right,
Josh, seriously.
We won't name any names, but yeah,
me,
I know what you're talking about.
Hey, I liked your video. When are you going to make fun of that British kid again?
Shout out to that guy.
No.
Yes, from his alt account that's his only other follower. Then the podcast.
Don't be a dick. It's that same kid that usually comments on our stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No names.
He knows who he is. Shout out to him.
Oh, and don't forget, we have our email address, stfpodcast.
We need people to make us an intro.
Yeah. Wait, what's the email address again, Colton?
stfpodcast@gmail.com.
Send your intros and your questions.
Oh, we have our blogger, our blog spot, whatever it is. And I'll probably start putting the link dumps just there, starting next week. So it's just stfpodcast@blogspot.com. There'll be links to that. Everyone.
Or you can send your questions at the Twitter account. Yeah. Just tweet at stfpodcast.
Yeah. Yes, and we will be sure to answer any and all
on the
questions.
Podcast.
On the podcast. Yeah.
What the hell was that?
All right. So, anything else we got to discuss before we leave?
What the hell was that?
There's 15 flavors of Pop-Tarts, and they all taste like loneliness.
Well, bang, Kay.
Screwed that
You've
up.
Messed it up, didn't you?
Okay, let me try again. Okay.
Arrivederci.
There are 15 flavors of Pop-Tarts, and they all taste like loneliness. Yes? Never mind.
Oh, anyway.
Well. That's it. That's it for us, right? Anything?
Yep.
Anything else?
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. See you later.
See you later. Bet on it.